very complicated person. I'm not like other girls.
And welcome back to another Latino with a podcast. I am the Latino with a podcast. My name is Christian Hennings-Meyer, and today we have Jess Martinez. She is rotating in the Rata de Dos Patas show that is Rata de Dos Patas. In English will be something like Rata
de Dos Patas.
Rata de Dos Patas. De Dos Patas. And she's amazing. She produces, one of the co-founders and producers of Latina Comedy Festival. It was amazing. How many Latinas did you have
this past time? A lot of them.
She doesn't have the number, but a lot of them.
The first year we had 16, and so the second year we had maybe twice that.
No, what is amazing is that they were Latinas, not just from Chicago, but from New York and a couple more places. I don't know.
Yeah, New York, Texas, California.
So
Mexico City.
Did you pay for their tickets, or they wanted to come for the show?
We are not at the level where we could pay for their travel or anything.
So if you want to be in the Latina comedy on next
start,
year,
start saving up.
Start saving some money on that. But yeah, no, that's amazing. I brought some snacks. I'll always try to share something with the guests. So
I make
tostones. I made tostones with shrimp and pico de gallo, spicy pico de gallo.
So nice.
Try now.
Oh, you want want me to try it now?
Yeah, of course.
That was so aggressive.
No, but I'll take one too because I don't want them to get cold. And I
so
just prepared
aggressive.
This.
Aggressive. Try it now.
Yeah, no, down now.
Eat it.
Have to eat now.
Is it spicy? No,
a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. If you're white, is it spicy?
I'm so white.
That ASMR with that sound, I can hear the crunchy and the crunchiness. Can you do it again? I believe people will like this part of the podcast. Do it again. Do the tapping with
bite
the nails.
Bite into it again.
Do the tapping. Do the nails. Yeah, the people will love this part of it. Okay, it's good.
It's good. Not to upset anyone, but I don't usually like those donuts, but these are good.
You're not upsetting anyone. You're making my mom proud. My mom proud. Because I made it a little different. It's not okay. I'll give you a recipe later. I have one question. Do you do comedy in Spanish, right? Sometimes, no, not often.
I've read my mouth.
This
now.
Is part of
you
the podcast.
Want me to talk while I eat?
Yeah, if something flows out of the way,
are you trying to get a viral moment?
Yeah, and then you have to pick it up from the mic. That was amazing. Yeah.
What was the question?
So, welcome to the... we just start again. No, the question is, have you done comedy in Spanish? You produce Latina?
I've done it once, and it was terrible. It was very, very bad.
So, you want to do it again, or you're not for me anymore? That's
I'd like to. I have huge respect for people who can do it in both English and Spanish.
Like me.
Sure. Or Eliana La Casa.
Or me.
Yes.
She's going to be at some point.
Yes, Christian also does comedy in English and Spanish. If you're seeing this podcast and you don't know that yet, I don't know how you found this podcast.
With the name, with another Latino. I believe it's a nice name. Usually it's another white guy with a podcast. This is a little twist.
A little different.
A little different.
A little different.
Less papers, less green cards. Yeah. That's the difference.
But I'd love to. And I think that's why you and I became friends.
No,
because I was trying
not,
to.
That's not that.
Oh,
we were just.
Are we not friends?
No, we were friends, and then we were like, oh, we should do something in Spanish. And you had the little. It was like a meeting of a Spanish.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't remember what was the name.
I tried. Échale ganas.
Échale ganas.
I tried starting a mic, and this happens every couple years in Chicago. Someone tries to do an open mic in Spanish for stand-up, and it doesn't go anywhere. And I was like, I'm going to be different. It's going to go somewhere. I'm going to be consistent. And it went for like 3 months. And I think 4 total different people
went. You know
what
we should do? If people see this at some point, it will go out. We should go to, apparently, Ha Ha House is now doing an open mic in Spanish in Simone's.
Oh, okay.
And I really want to hit that mic because I went to Simone's. Simone's is a really nice bar.
Simone's is awesome.
In Pilsen. It's in Pilsen. Mm-hmm. It's really an amazing bar. I believe it's Wednesday when they have the open mic in Spanish. So if you see this and then you see us there, it's because we commit to do it in Spanish.
Well, now I have to because it's on video.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. If they see me there and they don't see you, they'll be like... She didn't come into it. She said she would love it, and she lied.
Simone's is great. I'm not going. I'll go. I think right now I'm in the suburbs. So I think once I'm back in the city and I have my shit together again, I might bring it back, and it'll be more consistent because I'll be here. It's hard to do a mic when you don't have your own space here.
Of course, I started. Serge Billier is an amazing place. They gave us a place to do Punchline This, that she will be in the first, in the debut of Punchline This. It will be an amazing show. It's a little like, everybody, like, I tell the idea, they're like, oh, it's improv. It's like, it's stand-up, but it have, like, one mini game of improv.
Yeah, it's a splash of improv, but it's for stand-up because it's like a writing exercise.
Yeah, it's like a writing exercise. Mm-hmm. Talking about writing exercises, how do you feel like about yourself and your writing? Like sometimes
pretty bad.
Okay, yeah. So this game is for you. So we're gonna play it again.
Okay,
we're gonna play it again.
I mean, I'm a good writer, but like, how do I feel about my writing?
You're gonna feel better after this.
Oh.
So, so I bought this game. It's called Gen Z Jokes.
Oh, no.
And
I'm not Gen Z, right?
It is a set of cards. It doesn't matter. it is a set of cards, okay? And remember, someone got paid to do this.
Uh-huh.
So we're going
to... Well, that's nice they got paid.
So this is the game.
Usually don't.
This is the game. We're going to like share like five cards.
Okay.
And then, you know this game that you got to put the highest card, and whoever puts the highest cards wins the round.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be playing kind of like that, but
whoever makes the best joke,
of the worst jokes, like of these jokes, but you gotta sell it like it's your joke.
Oh,
like you're doing.
Oh, I have to deliver it.
Like you're doing stand up, and it's like this is your closer. Okay.
Okay?
This is...
Oh, jeez. Wait, who's gonna be the judge?
Jake can be the judge.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be the judge. All right. Thank you, Jake.
Okay, I'll give you here 5 cards.
All right. And I can look at them?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know the rules.
You have to pick one of those and deliver it. Like, these are your closer. You got to sell it. But these jokes are... this is terrible. Okay?
Well, I like no. I like cheesy stuff. So I'm going to be laughing. Why?
Okay, I have mine.
This
I have mine.
Stupid. I have to pick the worst one?
You have to pick the one you think
that
you
I'm
can
gonna
sell.
Win with. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll play like 1, 2, 3 rounds.
Okay.
I'll go with my first.
Okay. Since I really like this one, I'll just go with this one.
Okay. No, you go first. Like you start this game. This is your closer.
Okay. So I got a street joke for you guys. You guys like street jokes?
Yay!
Yay! Okay, all right, okay, cool. I really like this one. I think you guys are gonna like it. Does Forrest Gump belong to Gen X, Gen Y, or Gen Z?
Forrest Gump, like, boomer, no?
He belongs to Gen A. Jake's eye roll is amazing.
You know famous people, right? You know famous people. You like the Marvel movies? You know the Marvel movies? You like it?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice audience. Okay. So, do you know what's Robert Downey Jr.'s favorite metal?
Iron?
Iron Man.
Oh, that was bad.
Okay, so what's the wrong with this? Okay, you can grab one more.
Okay.
How many cards do you have in your hand?
I have, well, these two I didn't like, so I put them away.
Then grab three more.
Three more?
Yeah, so you have 5.
Okay.
You want to read the other two real quick, just so we know
these?
What we're working with? Yeah.
Okay, so the ones I didn't like was, why won't the Gen Zer go to the library?
Why?
They don't want to deal with anything that isn't Google. That's not even a fact. That's not even funny. I don't, there's nothing there. What do you call it when Gen Z brings the good economy back?
I don't know.
Boomerang. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, I'll start this round. I have a good one.
Okay.
So, do you know which actor doesn't use cutlery?
Reese Witherspoon.
Fuck yeah. Without a spoon. She's without a spoon. Okay?
Reese without a spoon?
Yeah, she doesn't use it.
She's using cutlery. I guess that makes slightly more sense. This one is just rude.
But someone got paid to do this, okay? So,
oh my god, don't this feel one, bad. This one's never. Really rude.
Okay, say it.
What do you call a Gen Zer who has a job?
I read that before. Yeah,
a unicorn. That's so fucking mean.
It's rude, but so true. My god.
Did a boomer write these?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Who still makes Jesus themed Christ. Card games?
Which celebrity is known as the fastest house flipper? Yeah, house flipper.
Fastest house flipper? I'm your translator today.
Okay. Because I'm the Latino. Yeah.
Fastest house flipper. Celebrity fastest house flipper? Is it Flipper?
No.
Is it from that one dolphin movie?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Honestly, the act out really helps. Otherwise, I would not have done
it. The movement. Okay, let's do one more.
Oh, this one actually, this is kind of, I like this little pun. Okay. What does a Gen Z communist say?
They're Gen Z communists.
If there were, what would they say? I don't know. What's that? Seize the memes of production.
The memes, like, okay.
Jake's gonna die.
Jake loves these jokes.
Jake's like, why am I here?
Okay, where are we on time?
You're at just about 12 minutes.
Oh, we're good. Okay. So, read one more and then I'll do a little bit more questions.
No, these are not good.
Okay, do you feel, now how do you feel about your writing now?
A lot better. Thank you so much. I see what you did there.
Someone wrote this and was like, these are bangers. Like, people will be playing. They won't be able to play cards because they will be laughing so much.
You're not going to be able to play cards. You're going to be so offended.
Yeah,
these are actual, like, playing cards, too?
Yeah.
Like, it's got, like, the queen and the five and the numbers and stuff.
Yeah, but no, it's just terrible.
Ironically. What are you, millennial?
No, I have a little topic I want to talk about because it happened recently.
Oh, I can't ask you a question.
Yes, you can.
If you had a
we have this.
Go ahead. If you had a themed set of playing cards, what would your jokes be about? What would your theme be?
I'll go with dark humor. I'll try
dark humor.
Yeah, super dark.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but the image inside of the car should, like, go with the dark joke.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
They should, like, paint it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, super dark jokes.
All right, shut the camera off. We got a new business idea. We can't share this. Okay. I would do all poop jokes.
And they have to picture the poop.
I mean, you could do different kinds of poop, you know. But
I don't know how many different kind of poop.
Or just shitty people.
And nowadays can tolerate
how many
different kind of poops he can be like.
I'm an artist. I could illustrate it.
Can you? Okay.
I could draw poops.
You know what?
That's all I can do now is draw poops.
After the podcast, I'll make her draw one and I'll put it in here.
Yes.
So you will see like
I can draw so many different kinds of poops.
I promise I'll do it like this one and this.
Mm-hmm.
This was her favorite.
Yes, I love that
I'll
one.
Put all of those here.
You're giving her so much work.
No, well, she wants at least five.
How many colors do you have?
I don't know. I got to find. I have some markers. Like, okay. What colors would you use?
We'll figure it out.
I hope brown.
I can use all of them, honestly.
But it will be unrealistic.
They're worried now. What's wrong with their poops?
I like the way the podcast is going. It's like, we start like, so what do you think about comedy in Spanish? So, well, poop, right? I can paint it in so many colors. It could be like green.
I have a degree in fine arts, So yeah, I can.
Okay, poop. There's the connection.
I can poop. I can drop poop in many colors and shapes and sizes.
I hope you can poop. I hope that's
part of it. I've been pooping really well recently. I'm very proud of my good writer,
good pooper. Jess Martinez, book her
Tell
now.
Tell your hot friends.
So this happened to me recently, and I want to talk about it because I'm a little upset. I believe the tip culture went out of hand because I went to a now we're talking about poop, so nice segue. I had a bathroom attendant, and he opened the water for me and gave me like the napkins.
Was it an automatic sink?
No, he had to push it. And then he gave me the napkins.
He just puts his hand there.
That would be more funny. But then he was just looking at me like the tip jar, like.
Oh, like, because he opened the water for you?
And I'm like, I didn't need you at all for this transaction. Like, you know, I could.
Did he give you a nice towel after?
No, two napkins. Like, you know, then.
Oh, he's just controlling the napkin
just
flow.
He just grabs the roll of napkin and give you two. And and he was doing this. He was like throwing soap from high. So I catch the soap when I was cleaning.
But oh,
I was like,
Where were you?
Sluggers.
Sluggers.
They have a bathroom attendant.
A bar in a Wrigleyville bar.
With a bathroom attendant. There you go. Like, if you want a job, Sluggers is your. You can just And they sell the other thing is like, they sell food in the bathroom. Like, why would you?
Sell food in the bed, like mints?
Yeah, like mints, Alto, it's Doritos.
If you're trying to get lucky later, that makes sense. But in the bathroom. You weren't trying to do that, I understand.
But in the bathroom, so how are you trying
that
to get lucky?
That wasn't on your list for the night.
No, but I just wanted to play some skee-ball. What are you talking about? Is people scoring in the bars? Like, what?
This is only you're like, yeah, me. I totally scored in skee-ball.
Yeah. 20s.
That's so funny.
All 20s.
Are you crying?
I should start crying now because I'm upset.
Okay, you were gonna say something. Oh
no,
your opinion on the attendant. You don't think you should tip? You don't tip?
I do tip.
Christian Henningsmeyer does not tip.
I'll cut that out. because I'm the editor. No, I do tip, and I do tip usually well, but depending on the service I'm getting, like if this starts happening, like if I open the door for you and you get in a restaurant or whatever, should I expect to be tip?
Do you work there?
No, I just open the door for you. I'm like, hey.
Oh, that's smart though. Maybe I do that.
Shut the camera off. We have another business idea.
I want to do it for men though, because they get so mad when I open the door for them or like hold the door open for them. I got yelled at once as like old Russian dude.
Okay, tell us.
And he was like, no. He's like, don't do that. I can't do a Russian accent, but he was like really upset. He's like, don't do that. He's like, never open the door for a man. Don't open the door for me. And it scared me because he was an older white man, like, yelling at me. So I went in a different direction at the dollar store than he did.
It's so sad that this is in a dollar store. That makes the story
I know.
Super
we were both going to the dollar store at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's like, chill, dude.
Like, you're in a dollar calm down. And, and it, like, it scared me because it's a man yelling at me. But then I couldn't stop laughing when I was in an aisle far away from him.
I would open the door again in the way out.
I do it all the time for guys. Like, I love doing it. Mm-hmm. They deserve
it. Not that. Okay.
They deserve it. Well, they don't.
We're going to cut that part out. Don't
yeah, you can edit that out. No, but I think a big part of why men are assholes is because no one's nice to them either. So
this is going to get viral.
Yeah.
And people.
It's the part of feminism that people don't talk about.
A lot of women are going to comment on the video.
Go ahead.
They're going to be, you're a pick me girl.
Pick me girl.
They say that. I've seen this a lot.
Oh, like pick me.
Yeah, like women are like, we should treat men fairly. And the comments are like, yeah, you're just seeking for attention. You're a pick me girl. And like, just like, just saying to be nice to each other. And women are like, no.
Yeah. If you keep you know, I love shitting on men. Don't get me wrong.
And you love pooping.
I do it. Poops. I love pooping. I love shitting on men, but I also like opening doors for them. I'm a very complicated person. I'm not like other girls. Okay.
So she's a big mirror. That's what we're saying. So I believe we're going to do a little cut. So we're back. We're back.
I'll figure it out.
Now, I have another game. Last thing we said is that you're a good...
I'm a good person, yeah.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
And you like to open doors for men.
Mm-hmm.
And
also shit on them. Not literally.
There are some that they like that.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Would you do it?
Well, I mean, I might inadvertently do it. I'm at an age where it just kind of happens.
For how much money would you do it?
For how much money? I would get paid.
That in the chest. They're like in the chest.
I
want
to
in the chest.
To take a good shit?
In the chest.
That's awesome. If I got paid to take good shits,
how
I would eat so much healthier.
Okay, how much would you charge?
How much would I charge?
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could charge for this.
You can. Like, we're going to post this online.
You're
going to get weird DMs.
I'm going to, good, because I don't get any at all.
Men DM Jess Martinez about her poops in your chest.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to say 50K.
That's too much.
So that, no. Because I can cover my student loans with one shit.
That's a dream. That's American dream.
That's the American dream.
Another Latino with a podcast.
It's American dream.
Yeah, we discovered what the American dream is. Okay, we're going to play a game called this game.
Can I eat this?
No. Yeah, you can eat it.
Okay.
So we're going to play this game. This game is called Is This Fake or Is This Florida?
Okay.
That's the name. You can see it. You cannot see the screen because you're not going to know. Okay.
I'm not going to. Okay. It's at a weird angle. That's what she said.
Okay, so we're going to play this. I'm going to tell you, like, this headline, and you're going to decide if this is fake or is this something that happened in Florida. So, Florida is not Florida. Apparently, wait, what is it again?
Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Florida.
Florida.
Okay,
He's the rap artist.
So... Florida, like whatever. Florida. Mm-hmm. I will say Florida.
Yeah, just said in Spanish.
Spanish. Yeah, well, fuck it. Florida woman pulls alligator out of her pants after being pulled over.
That's Florida.
It is really the happy mm-hmm. in Florida. And I like...
I feel like if I lived in Florida, I would have been that woman.
But what... I mean, first, why
you don't
in
always
your pants?
Have a purse on you to put your alligator in.
But why in your pants and why when the cops
came
in?
To keep it warm.
What the fuck is this?
Oh my god. So rude. You didn't turn your phone off? Me either.
Okay.
Severe thunderstorm warning until 8:15.
And it was like a scam. Okay.
Sorry.
So, why do you put it in your pants first?
To keep it warm.
And what? I really assume
if it fits your pants, it's a baby alligator. So you gotta keep it warm.
I hope it's a baby alligator, not just a baby
Just keep pulling it out like a magic trick.
wait, officer. Wait. Just keep putting it. Okay. And why?
He's taking pictures.
Why, when the officer came, she was like, this is the moment to put it out.
Well, you know, you got to make sure that your weapons are in plain sight. So that's
probably
why.
So she's using the alligator as a weapon.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to keep going with the Florida stuff. So
I can get really serious. So
Florida woman gets pulled over after throwing a pair of used underwear to cop's car.
A pair of used underwear on a cop's car. She gets pulled over after throwing a pair.
Eight
pairs of underwear?
Nine, actually. Nine.
Nine pair. It's fake. You keep changing the number.
It says nine. I need glasses.
Nine?
Yeah, nine pair of used underwear to cop's car.
From her car or from the street?
From her car to cop's car.
I mean, I would say fake. I feel like Florida can do better than that.
It is fake. Florida can do better than that. Okay, cool. I made that up. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, Florida man is arrested while dressing a Just Meat t-shirt. Says he was trying to lure an alligator to fight him.
Say that again, but better.
Okay. Florida man gets arrested while dressing a Just Meat t-shirt, says he tried to lure an alligator to fight him.
Go back to the dressing. I'm sorry.
He was wearing a meat t-shirt.
Oh, a meat t-shirt.
Yeah.
And that's all he was wearing.
No, I don't know.
No meat pants, no meat underwear.
If it's only the t-shirt, I believe he went t-shirt. he's like maybe didn't have enough in his fridge. He's like, this is what I have.
It's like Lady Gaga meets Winnie the Pooh.
maybe
I love that.
Maybe I'll make the Photoshop. Maybe he went to the store, and he start buying meat, and then he was like, this is.
He's like, oh, fuck, I forgot to buy a shirt.
I'll have to do just shirt. I wanted to dress up completely, but this is getting late expensive.
That's so funny.
This Aldi, okay, so.
So he was trying to attract an alligator to by fight wearing, to fight him.
It says to fight him.
That's Florida.
Fake. I made it's it fake? Up. Boom.
Nice. Well done.
It was a nice
you really
fake.
Captured the American spirit.
Okay, next one. Florida Man Games. This past Saturday.
By the way, I'm looking at the screen, but I can't read anything. It's just where he's looking, okay. So I'm looking as if I'm so, part of this.
Florida Man Games. This happened the past Saturday. The games include evading the police, beer belly floaty cage fight, and stealing a catalytic converter and escape on a bike.
I like that last one. I would say that's Florida.
It is Florida that happened. They have annually games of Florida Man.
Dude,
that's wild.
I know someone who stole, like, for similar reasons, stole something like that. And I'm like, that's real. That's a real thing that happens.
I'll show you the video in a moment. And the last one that we have here is... yeah, is this one? Yeah. I was reading just in this story. Okay, Florida Man... Arrested after breaking in a home to make himself hot chocolate.
Oh, I feel like if I was a criminal, that's what I would do.
Maybe you came
like,
in to steal.
Even though I have food at home, like, it's just so nice.
You came in to steal and you see the hot cocoa, like the Swiss one, and you're like...
I get distracted.
You're like, okay, well, I can't.
So I came to shit on your husband, but oh, you had a really good hot cocoa. I don't know. I feel like that's not Florida enough for it to be Florida.
It's
I feel
real.
Like that's fake.
It's real.
It's real.
Real, and it happened. And
also, who has hot chocolate in Florida? It's fucking hot.
It is hot, and apparently the guy got to his home, everything was unlocked, and he's like, "What is happening?" And then a guy barefoot came into the kitchen, drinking the hot cocoa. And the owner was like, you gotta leave. And the guy was like, yeah. And he left.
He wasn't confrontational at all.
Like, yeah, sure. No problem.
My bad.
I got what I wanted. Like,
listen, you're not cool with this. That's fine. I'll just leave.
Are you watching
sports?
No, this is the games. I have a YouTube video. I'll show. Oh, did I close it? Okay.
A little crunch?
Yeah. Do the ASMR. Do So I'm just going to show you a little bit of this because I believe this was...
What if I choked on this podcast? What if I just choked and died?
We don't have insurance. You will die. That's it. I don't know if you can hear like... I don't know if you can hear...
Tiniest dog.
I don't know if you can hear the two ads. But this is the...
One, that's Florida!
They have to... To steal a catalytic converter.
Oh, it was like actual games.
Before completing an obstacle course of cones.
I thought it was just something they did for fun.
What about the actual fueling of a bike and riding some cones on another bike?
I love that. I love that for them.
Have you done that before? One game's on about it.
Food and beer,
so
of course.
Trying to get them in trouble. What are they eating?
I don't know, maybe...
What do you mean you don't know? You can't just show someone eating and not tell me what it is.
I mean, you are eating.
I'm eating. Yeah, but you already told them what it was.
Okay, and then I have here the cocoa one. This was so funny. But
do they have video of them?
They don't have video, but like the cocoa that they put, I'll steal a house for that one. What brand
that
is this
one? That whipped cream looks a little weird.
Yeah, but...
what happened to it?
But yeah,
There were cops called?
Possibly. Like, if there was someone in your house.
I guess. But if he left so nicely.
I'll invite him again. It's like...
Let's have a chat.
I would have just like posted on Facebook, like, you guys keep an eye out for I wouldn't call the cops on him.
Okay, what is the message? What is the alert? What is the Amber alert that people
I know it's going to sound really weird and like not important, and it really isn't, but this guy was in my house drinking hot chocolate. And I asked him to leave, and he did. So, that's how the post would end. So, S-O, dot, dot, dot.
But what is the S-O? I believe there's nothing. Like, people will be like, well, so? You got to make it like people are afraid of this guy is coming into your house.
Well, no, that's all you really need to do. You don't need to call the cops on him.
Maybe it will be like a Santa Claus, so you have to have the hot chocolate at home. So you just get in and take it, and then goes.
Yeah, oh, it was Santa Claus the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have it, he gets really mad. And then he steals, like,
TV. He's checking your round.
If you don't That's have funny. It, he just starts stealing stuff. Like, oh, you don't have hot chocolate? Oh, I guess I would have to take this laptop.
He has nothing else to do during the year. Yeah. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he's, I was going to say effervescent. He's, what do you call it? Omnipresent.
Effervescent. He's effervescent. So, another Latina with a podcast. Yes, Martinez. We don't know English. That's the whole thing. So, well, I'll end with this question. I believe this is...
the last question?
Yeah.
That's it?
I know you're having fun, but that's it. But this question is...
I haven't finished the food yet.
No. If you don't finish by now, you're going to
No.
No.
That is like the worst thing. I've been in a bad relationship. That's the worst thing you can do to me.
Take food
take
away.
My food away from me.
Then you will hate the guy who gets into houses and steals chocolate.
But he left so nicely is my point. He didn't hurt me. I can buy more hot chocolate.
But this time was chocolate. What if you have a chicken that you put to the fridge?
Like a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah, no. If
he stole my meal planning for the week,
exactly, like
then I would call the cops.
He took a chicken from the freezer to defrost it in the fridge.
And he put it back in the freezer?
That would be really, really cruel.
That's like a Mexican mom's worst nightmare.
She wake up. I thought he was coming again.
I told you to take it out of the I did. But why is it in the freezer?
But
someone must have snuck in the house.
They check the cameras and it's the guy just putting the empty back.
That's so funny.
I now want to do a sketch about it. Okay, we'll do a sketch about it. I believe it's really easy to do. It will be like cereal, the cereal chicken front, like freezer. How would you call it?
The cereal freezer.
The cereal.
You can't.
Cereal freezer
sounds
bad. Cereal
is also a food. The cereal chicken putter backer.
He grabs like. If you have like beans in a mayo container, he puts them back where the beans belong, and moms are like raised like no.
No, he puts it in the actual container instead of the butter container.
And he throws away throws away the butter container. And moms are crazy. Hispanics one like, what did you do?
He buys like storage for her sewing.
He puts regular Tupperware.
And gets like an actual cookie box. With a bow on it.
Yeah, people will hate this. Okay. But the question.
It was fun. It's a fun thought.
It is.
It was kind of a fun thought.
I believe we could. My view, my angle was different. It's like not he put his back, but you made that effort, and then he takes that chicken that you unfroze.
That's what I was saying.
No. You said that he put it back to the freezer. Like he steals the food, but steals the thing that you unfroze.
Oh, he just takes. Yeah, he just takes what you were thawing.
And you're like,
that's not as funny.
Like, I know. Yours was so much funny. I know. That's what I keep going with yours because
what this podcast is, right? I just tell you when you're not funny.
I know when women are funny. And so bye. This is the podcast. I just caught it. Like
you
it.
Just cut. And it's the camera falls over.
Yeah, and at the end it's like rip another Latino with a podcast 2024.
Well done. R.I.P.
Now I have this question. I believe it is for audience, regular audience, like what you don't have on an open mic. Regular people. This would be nice because they can pick on how the brain of a comic works.
Okay.
So the question is What do you think?
Terribly.
It works terribly. Yeah, poop on.
It does. Okay. It doesn't work. That's why we do stand up.
Yeah, good cheater, good writer.
Cheater.
Cheat. Okay. Pooper. Okay. Cool.
Oh, shitter. Sorry.
So no cheater. on the other hand,
this is the shit on Christian podcast, right?
Yeah.
This is the Make Christian Feel Bad podcast. Sweet.
Make people feel
best episode yet.
Yeah, no, I'll have a lot of jokes about my pronunciation. Okay. But what is the best premise or in or observation that you ever had? Like, do you think this is super creative, super original, or super clever? Like, one premise, it doesn't matter if you made it into a joke or not, but something that you're like, this observation was amazing.
I think one that people really like and respond to is my approach to astrology.
Okay.
I am queer, and a lot of queer people like astrology. I'm also a woman, and a lot of women like astrology. And I'm out here like, no, please don't. Please don't start with me. And then I also make a point to say, like, it's weird that queer people judge people for something that's totally out of their control. And
being a chorkin.
And everyone's like, oh, no, like being born in July.
You can control that.
You
I know you can.
Do you have a time machine?
Don't fog right now.
Are we going back to the beginning of this podcast?
And I will start to pronunciate everything better. And I'll come back again.
And I still shit on you.
Yeah, no, and I'll come back again and again and again until I'll make it right. And I make it right.
I raise the
anymore.
Price for shitting on guys each time.
150K. Okay. Okay, so your approach to astrology, like, what's your approach? You have the joke already done. Can you share it with Jake?
Sure. Just Jake.
Amusing.
He's the only one that's going to watch this.
And now, not even online.
He's on his phone, dude.
Not even online. He's watching it now, and that's it.
Killer live stream is just you watching it.
He's just watching another podcast, a different
He's
podcast.
Watching it through his phone. I love that.
But yeah, I can just say to Jake.
Okay, so Jake, so the bit is, no, I can't remember.
And that was it. Thank you very much.
it's in the middle of my other jokes. So I had to figure out how I get there. Oh, it's part of me being I do a whole bit about being a people pleaser, and I give all these examples. And so,
like opening the door for men.
That's not people pleaser. That's making people uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because men hate it. So, anyways, I was saying, Jake.
Okay, let's. She will continue with this podcast. Actually, we're gonna change the name. Another Latina with a podcast, and yes, it's gonna be your new host.
This is my podcast. This is my podcast now.
Yeah.
That's
what Mexicans do. They're stealing jobs and podcasts.
I am the podcast host.
Yeah, that's what Mexicans do. Is stealing podcasts.
I'm stealing your job. We steal jobs from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay. So I talk about being a people pleaser, and one of the examples is that I'm such a people pleaser. I support women I don't like. Ooh. I'm gonna be really popular, just to please other feminists. Like, I don't know how astrology got into feminism, but we need to take that shit back out. Okay, because someone asked me what my sign was the other day, and I said Gemini, and she was like, sun or moon? And I was like, all the time. Right? Like, I was born in June every day. So it's that, just, picking it apart, taking it very literally, which I sometimes do too often.
No, but I like the astrology. That and the crystals.
The crystals?
Yeah, crystal women that they just carry crystal on their purse and they start showing you.
Yeah, I have not started talking about crystals yet. I don't think I will. I've been talking about astrology, and women feel the need to come up after a show and talk to me about astrology, even though I said I don't like talking about astrology.
But trying to convince you or being like...
But it's weird because the more I talk about poop, no one asks me about that afterwards.
Okay, so please, people start asking.
I don't know what the difference is there, but...
If it happens, you will be really comfortable. Hey, so do you poop really good, right?
Like, that would be great if someone was like, how have your poops been lately? So
can I
I can brag and be like, they've been really good. Like, my really asshole's nice been turf. Amazing, right? Or I can be like, I don't know what I ate the other day, but they've been pretty soft.
Well, and with that quote, I'll put a black and white picture of you with that quote. I don't know what I've been doing with my poop, but it's coming really soft. Jess Martinez.
Jess Martinez.
And that's it. That's the podcast. Thank you so much for watching. This is episode 2. I don't know what time frame we are, but I believe this was really funny. We will have a lot of clips. And you have another host. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Bye, Jake.
Bye, guys.